We've talked about the play. We'd like to talk now more about the playwright, August Wilson. Constanza Romero, his widow, played a key role as costume designer on many of his productions and sounding board in the rest of his life. She's remained active in bringing his works to the stage. We are very pleased to have her with us. Constanza Romero, welcome to Tell Me More.
Thank you for having me.
And I really need to start by saying I am so sorry for your loss.
Thanks. Thank you.
How did you and August Wilson first meet?
Well, we met 20 years ago in 1987 when I was a third-year student at Yale Drama School, and I was a costume and set designer. My teachers picked me to design the costumes for the piano lesson, and
wow.
I did so, and that's how we met, and my life was changed forever.
Was it intimidating?
He didn't have an intimidating quality at all. He had a very down-to-earth manner about him, and I was very, very impressed by that. He also respected and loved artists.
Is that what drew you to him?
Yes, and also we could talk about anything. We could talk about some little trifle problem that I had with a friend or something, and he was always interested in the human qualities about relationships and the minutia, and it just didn't seem like anything was too small for him.
You know, I think many of us have this image of the great writer sitting at his typewriter alone with
yes.
a pipe, maybe taking pensive walks in the woods. Is that how he was?
I thought so. But he was not at all like that. He would get up in the morning, go have a cup of coffee, jot some few notes in on big newspaper where they have big ads for fashion, where they have a lot of blank paper. And he would just jot a few notes on there about characters and little bits and pieces of dialogue that would pop into his mind. And then he'd come home, transfer it to his computer. Then, of course, he talked endlessly about his characters. And
really? To you?
Yes, to me.
Himself, to everybody?
To everybody, but definitely to me.
Did he ever get on your nerves?
Yes.
Like how?
No question.
Like here you are trying to get your own work done, and he wants to talk about, you know, what Aunt Esther's doing or whatever.
Yeah, well, that it was not part of my frustration. I think that he would get on a roll. He was a talker. So at times, I would say, you know, honey, I have other things to do up in my studio, which was on the third floor of our house, and I'd be running up the stairs, and he'd be running up behind me, still trying to talk. And, you know, he would absolutely have no idea that he was running behind me.
Did he ever do any work around the house?
Yes, he did. Oh, you mean like cleaning
dishes.
Up and stuff?
Yeah, like dishes. You know, something.
Yes, yes.
Really?
He prided himself in being the fastest dishwasher on earth. So he was, you know, like, he didn't know why I would take my time and, you know, be talking to our daughter and, you know, just, it would take me maybe an hour to just clean up everything after dinner, and then he'd say, let me show you how to do it, and he'd just load up the dishwasher, you know, with everything on the dishes, etc. But he had been a dishwasher in Pittsburgh at a restaurant in his young years, so he wanted to show me how to do it.
Now, I notice that you have a slight accent.
You are correct.
And I understand that you were born in Bogota.
Yes, I was.
Although you've moved back and forth as a young woman between the United States and Colombia. And I'd like to ask, how does his work speak to you as a person who was not born in this country and was not kind of raised in the African-American tradition neighborhoods that are so much a part of his work?
Well, it speaks very closely to my heart. I never have felt part of American, white American culture, not 100%. I have enjoyed a lot of the benefits of being in this country, like education. But I do sympathize, and my deep sentimental and philosophical moral center is very much in tune with what August was writing about, probably because of the plight and what is going on in Colombia, and also because of his, you know, what I call his infinite humanity. One example of this is there is a line in Radio Golf, which Old Joe says, and it's everybody on the bed or everybody on the floor. And that was taught to me by my grandmother, and August put that in the play. And what it means is everybody should be in a good place or everybody in a bad place. Nobody should be left behind.
I see.
And in Spanish you say it, todos en la cama o todos en el suelo.
I've been wondering what it's like for you to help mount this play or to see this play come to life, the first since you lost him.
It's been quite a journey, I have to say. And, you know, for as much as I have lost, I feel so, so victorious coming into New York. You know, I just feel like waving a victory flag as we're coming in, because we have had so many dedicated people, so many people serving the legacy of his plays, of his artistry. And everybody has joined in, all the actors that were in the play from the start, the director, Todd Kreidler, who was his right-hand man. There have been so many people that have picked up the responsibility and have brought this show here, and it's exactly where August would have wanted it to be. So I, you know, for as much as I do delve sometimes on the loss of him on a personal note, on a, you know, a life achievement kind of note, I feel that this play being here right now is you know, victorious, and I can't be happier.
Constanza Romero, thank you so much for speaking with us.
My pleasure.
Constanza Romero joined us from our bureau in New York.
When it rains 5 days in the sky,